20-year-old Brett Myhrvold had a night he will likely never forget Wednesday, as goalie for the Langley-based Vancouver Giants. The 6'1" netminder from Saskatoon reported the first shutout of his hockey career, leading the G-men to a 3-0 victory over the Spokane Chiefs. The defeat in Washington ranks the Giants 8th in the Western Conference, improving their record to 9 wins and 12 losses in the first 23 games of the regular season. Myhrvold is now ranks 3rd in the Western Hockey League, WHL, in saves with 574. 14 of those alone came in the third period of this matchup, and not surprisingly earned him the first star of the game title, said associate coach Adam Maglio. He was outstanding, again. It's kind of surprising it's his first shutout because of the way he's played. He's been on pretty much every game, so it was nice seeing him get that reward tonight. I thought he was really good, Maglio said, reflecting on the young goalie's performance. In the game at the Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena, the Giants blanked the Chiefs, but not without some effort. Scoring for the Giants was Julian Cull, Aaron Obabifo, and Adam Teitelbach. Cull opened the scoring for Vancouver just 2:44 into the game, after he made a move to the inside and then cut back outside to his forehand and whacked a shot past Dawson Cowan for his second goal of the season. With just under 5 minutes remaining in the opening period, Obabifo beat everyone to a loose puck just inside the offensive zone and quickly fired a shot past the glove side of Cowan to double Vancouver's lead to 2-0. Before the first period came to a close, Teitelbach backhanded in a loose puck at the side of the goal off a feed from Kyron Gronick to make it 3-0 Giants after 20 minutes. The Giants carried their strong play into the second period, but couldn't add to their lead, despite several good chances. After 40 minutes, the score remained the same, 3-0 Giants, and they led on the shot clock 25-19. In the third period, Vancouver faced some adversity when they had to kill off two penalties in the first 10 minutes, but they were up to the task, coming away unscathed. Maglio commented on the game as a whole. I thought it was by committee tonight. I really liked our five-man game on the ice. I thought the guys were committed, especially being up by 3 goals. I just thought our attention to detail was there tonight for the most part away from the puck. It was nice to see the guys get rewarded, he shared after the game. The Giants play again tonight, Friday, November 24, this time in Kamloops, their second visit to the Sandman Center this season, where they take on the Blazers, currently the bottom-ranked team in the Western Conference. The last head-to-head was a 3-2 Giants shootout victory on November 4 at Langley Events Center, LEC. Then, they return home to the LEC the next day, where they'll take on the visiting Tri-City Americans. Puck drops at 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 25. Tickets are available online by clicking here. Recent. A few days after Vancouver Giants end Cougars' streak, Prince George returns the favor.